Hi, this is Andy of Andy's Personal Development, and we are currently live in the breakout room. So, welcome, and we love being here for you with quality and value to inspire and to transform. Remember, we are on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon, and iTunes. Today, as usual, we have a special guest to share with you for your development and growth and to live your better informed life. So, grab a cup, pull up a seat, and stay tuned for the introduction. Right here, now, live in the Breakout Room. The Breakout Room, the place for health, happiness, and prosperity. Stay tuned. Our next guest in the breakout room is Justin Williams. He is the host of the Hidden Gateway podcast, executive director for Tangelic, a board member with Fund for Empowerment, and his book is entitled Eye of the Father, a memoir of faith and redemption. This is our guest. And this is his publication. From the Hidden Gateway, he says, forgive yourself for moving in any type of way that didn't reflect how deep you value yourself. So, let's welcome this amazing and thriving storyteller, the man, Justin Williams. Okay, so we are live in the breakout room, and we have our guest, Justin Williams. Justin, how are you doing, my friend?
I am excellent, Andy. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I appreciate you.
Thank you for being here, my friend. We appreciate you as well. We just want to ask you a couple quick questions about your beginnings, your humble beginnings. And I don't know how far back you can go into your childhood days, but can you remember when is the time that you realized that you had a purpose and there was something special about your life? And it is something that's so indelibly imprinted in you that you can't forget and you'll always remember. But it was that epiphany moment for you that made the difference in your life. Was it like that for you, Justin?
Well, that's an excellent question, Andy. I would have to say probably as early as about 8 or 9 years old. You know, is when I first realized that I was different. And to give you a little backstory regarding my experience up until that time, I was, you know, born in Ohio and, you know, both parents in the home. However, my father, he was very, very abusive. He was a Marine, mm-hmm. a former Marine. He was out of the service by that time, but he also had an issue with alcohol as well.
Wow.
And he himself had a lot of issues or trauma, I should say, that he did not heal from, right? Okay. And so he carried that negative, that toxic energy throughout his life and projected that upon my brother as well as my mom. And so I remember at a very young age, I'm talking as early as 4 or 5 years old, where he was very, very physically abusive. You know, I'm talking about, you know, beating my brother and I, beating us up to where we had bruises and welts for weeks. You know, I remember one time where he beat us so bad because we went outside when he told us not to. Again, I was 5. My brother was about 6 or 7. I remember seeing him take his 3-4 inch thick leather belt and wrapping it around my brother's neck and dragging him throughout the home, throughout the house.
My. Wow.
Yeah. Then I remember another time when I was older. This time was right around the time where I was in middle school. He had told me to take a shower. He worked afternoon. So he worked from about 3 to 11, 11:30 at night. Usually arrived home at about midnight. This was in the summer. I was outside all day playing with my friends. I remember he had told me to make sure I showered before he came home. I forgot about it. You know, I was probably about 11 years old. I'm out playing. So he comes home, asked me, did I shower? I said, no. So then he grabbed me by my shirt, took me into the bathroom, took me by the neck, pushed my head under the hot water and ran hot water over my head. But then he took these little vials of oil and boiled them on the stove. And he took that oil and poured over my scalp. Okay.
Wow.
And he was very controlling as well. So I couldn't cry, because if I cried, he would make it worse. His mantra was, a child is to be seen and not heard. So this restricted my communication. And this also caused me to become an introvert as a child, as well as into my adult life. And I, you know, very controlling. I also didn't have the skills to critically think for myself as well. But I remember right around 8 or 9 years old, him and my mom had divorced. They had separated. And I would have issues in school with other kids sometime, you know, being bullied at times and very quiet. But things would always work out in my favor. And I've noticed that throughout my entire life, regardless of what type of struggles or issues or challenges I face, I always would come out on the other end. So that began to lead me to think, wow, there may be something to this. You know, there may be a higher energy, a higher divine force at work here in my life. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, Justin, that is amazing, man. And thank you for being so open. I could hear the passion in your voice. And it's something that is so amazing that you came from that kind of environment, that kind of background, and you grew up to be someone that a whole lot of people can look up to and be mentored by, because you looked at the positive side of thing and you had the experience that brought you to a place where that level of consciousness made you a better individual. And you're grateful to God for bringing you this far. What is it about that you got into the Hidden Gateway podcast? How did you come to that place? What was that moment that you found that brought you to the Hidden Gateway podcast? What the experience was like for that?
Well, it was a divine encounter, a divine experience, no doubt, Andy. So as I mentioned a few minutes ago, because of my history, being abused as a child, not only physical, but a lot of psychological abuse as well, which is actually worse than the physical abuse, because the bruise and the scars just go away. But the psychological part affects you for a very long time. With that being said, I went through my life as an introverted person and kind of keeping to myself, not knowing or wanting to set boundaries for myself, right, with people, you know, allowing what I like to call energy vampires get the best of me and suck all my energy out. I grew up to be a people pleasing person, and I didn't like that.
Yeah.
That was the worst. It was like I was in a prison in my own body, because I wanted to speak up for myself. I wanted to set boundaries, but it was that fear. I used to deal with a lot of fear-based ideologies and thoughts. Now, fast forward to 2020, you know, we all know what happened in the world in 2020. So I was put on furlough from my job. So I'm sitting at home like millions and millions of people around the world. And I then began to do meditation for the first time ever. And I started a very unique meditation called the Gateway Experience. And I can tell you about that more in a bit if you want me to. It's a phenomenal meditation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But beginning this meditation allowed me to find peace, allowed me to ground myself, because I also used to deal with anxiety as well, you know, and all these other challenges. And I used to let the challenges of life overtake me and let that fear control me. But this meditation was definitely life-changing for me. It allowed me to be an observer of my life and my thoughts and my feelings. And then I took that information from what I learned, and then I was able to begin the healing process. And the Father spoke to me, and he said, you have to learn how to deal with fear. He said, you have nothing to fear. I love you. I am within you. And therefore, if I am within you, you are a king. And I took that to heart. And so I was thinking, what could I do to deal with fear? So I decided to do something I said I would never, ever, ever do in life. And that was go skydiving.
Right.
So in August of 2020, I went up 20,000 feet in the plane and jumped. I did my jump. And that was one of the most challenging weeks of my life. But that was so important and such a vital pivot in my life, because it taught me how to deal with fear. And I learned a lot about myself and a lot about fear. I learned that fear is a bully. And fear is such a bully that fear fears as well. And what fear fears is not being able to make you fear any longer. And then
that's very impactful.
It really is. It really is. And then that was my aha moment, if you will. And the light bulb went off. And I said, hey, I've been bullied a lot a great portion of my life, especially in my childhood, that I'm not going to let anybody or anything bully me anymore. So I kind of took the bull by the horns, as they say, and I learned how to control fear, you know? And now that's not to say I don't fear anything, but I know how to deal with it better now. I control it, right? And that has been the biggest change in my life. So fast forward November of 2020, the Spirit spoke and he said, I want you to start a podcast. And of course I said, no, I'm not starting a podcast. I mean, I've made some improvements along my journey, but I'm not ready to put my voice out to the world like that. We're talking about a guy that went through a lot of abuse and was so quiet and humble and didn't want to speak up. There's no way I was starting a podcast. Mm-hmm. So I fought the Spirit and went back and forth for about a month.
Yeah.
But Andy, you know, when the Spirit speaks, you eventually have to answer. You know, that's the right thing to do, right? So I stepped out and I started my podcast, The Hidden Gateway Podcast. And it's been a phenomenal journey for me. Last December, I celebrated my 2-year anniversary doing my podcast. I've had some phenomenal guests. I've interviewed people such as Robert Kennedy Jr., David Icke, Chris Voss, Dr. Robert Malone, a lot of different guests. And, you know, streamed in over 80 countries, and I have a following or an audience of about 40 or 50,000. But see, these are the things that anyone can do if they decide to deal with fear, because I always say God places the very best things in life on the other side of fear. Once you decide to deal with it and not go around it and avoid it, it's something very, very special on the other end. So now I'm in a position to be a voice to humanity, teaching them about truth and about knowledge and about hidden secrets and hidden knowledge. And it's just been a phenomenal journey.
Amazing, Justin. Thank you for sharing, man. You have a voice that people need to hear on a regular basis. You know, you spoke about that time when you were in the midst of the COVID and you were followed and so on. There are a whole lot of people that are suffering, hurting, anxiety, fear, concerns. They need a still voice like yours who have been through the mill, so to speak, and understand how to overcome, how to be empowered, how to gain self-confidence and belief and trust all over again. And of course, there's the spiritual aspect of it. We cannot be denied. You know what? Let's do something. Let's cheer you on, brother. There you go. Let's cheer you on. So, thank you for sharing, Justin. So then it takes us to the writing. How did you get to the point where you decided, hey, I'm going to do a book, I'm going to write it? And where did you get the inspiration for the title? It's very unusual, but it's impactful. What was that experience like for you, Justin?
Yeah, the great question, Andy. So after I, you know, started my podcast, The Hidden Gateway Podcast, and you know, got that up and rolling and established that, I then heard another voice from the Spirit, and the Spirit said, you are to write a book. And I said, I'm going to write a book. Wait, hold on, Father. First, you got me doing a podcast. Now you're talking about you want me to write a book. What is this? You know, you're having me, you know, putting me in a place of unfamiliarity and putting me in a position to be uncomfortable. Right. And so he said, you know, well, you have to learn to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Right. So he's having me do these things to step outside of my comfort zone, which is in return has allowed me to grow and evolve and to step even further into my purpose. So I then began writing my book, and it's called In the Eye of the Father, A Memoir of Faith and Redemption. And it is a memoir. Right. It's my life story. And regarding the title In the Eye of the Father, because I've been through so much in my life, not only, you know, in my childhood dealing with my father, but I've dealt with so much even throughout my adulthood, a lot of trauma and a lot of very challenging times. So In the Eye of the Father, I like to say it's, imagine a hurricane, a storm, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have all this chaos and confusion with this storm, but God's people, if they allow them to, can have peace in that storm. In the eye of that storm, you can have peace. And that is my explanation. And even in this world today, because I have gone through a healing process, it's still a lot of chaos and confusion going on around me, a lot of things going on around me, and just in the world in general, right? But it's as if I'm in the eye of the storm and have a sense of peace, which has allowed me to be safe, grow my relationship further with the Father, and come to self-realization, self-growth about myself.
Yeah, wonderful. Thanks for sharing, Justin. We really appreciate it. There's so much passion that's coming out of your story. And the book, I could imagine, I'm going to have an opportunity to read it at some time. Eye of the Father, Memoir of Faith and Redemption. In terms of the people that you have that positive impact on, what is the strongest message that you want to get, not just through the podcast, but through the book? What is the one thing that you want them to be mindful of based on you sharing your experience and the information that you put out there, the content? What is the one thing that you really want them to get clear in their minds?
Well, Andy, it's actually two. I'll give you two things really quick.
Great.
Number one, spiritual warfare is real. It is very, very real thing. At the end of the day, regardless of what's going on in life, in your personal life or anywhere around the world, it comes down to spiritual warfare. Unseen powers, unseen energies battling. And that's what it is. Two, nothing is as it seems. And I say that literally. And I say that one because back in 2015, when I lived in San Diego, I had a really rough day at work. I went upstairs in my room, sat down on my bed, and I asked the Father, I want to know truth. And I heard a voice. It was his voice. And I heard it just like I hear you talking to me now. Mm-hmm. And you hear me. Mm-hmm. It said, nothing is as it seems. So that was kind of like the start of a journey for me, or a pivot in my journey, because I've been on my journey my entire life. But it was a pivot into my journey where at that point, a lot of different things began to be revealed to me. So nothing is as it seems, literal, meaning no matter what you go through, no matter what you experience, no matter what it looks like, no matter what people say, no matter what people think about you, it's not real. It's a facade. You got to realize these people are low vibrating energies. As you vibrate higher, they're going to vibrate lower, and they will fear you. But as long as you do things, and the various things you can do and tools as well to be balanced and to keep grounded, you have nothing to worry about. But you got to believe, and you got to step out. Yes. You got to learn how to deal with fear.
Yeah, it's a wonderful philosophy, and thanks for sharing, Justin. With regards to feedback, I'm curious, what kind of feedback do you get from people out there in terms of the impact and the effect or influence that you may have on their lives through the book, through the podcast, or personal meetings, interventions? What it is you hear coming back from people in terms of what you do affecting or influencing their lives?
Well, I tell you what, my audience, they have a lot of gratitude for what I do. I, receive emails all the time from my listeners, from my audience saying thank you, or questions about certain episodes, podcast episodes that I publish. People that have purchased my book, they reach out via email as well. And that was really the purpose of writing a book. You know, my book, I like to think of it as a template, if you will, to help people that are going through things, right? In the book, it teaches them how to begin that healing process and how to deal with the fears and the challenges of their life. People, and there have been people as well that have reached out, and I've built relationships with as well, where we do Zoom calls and we do phone calls and we text, and I do my best to speak positive affirmations and love and life into them and to help them. And I've been very fortunate, Andy, to help many people. And that led to me starting my organization, Tangelic. That's what Tangelic is all about. My slogan for Tangelic is restore your purpose. So I help people restore their purpose and find their path in life.
All right. Yeah. Okay, great. So as on that note, tell us also about Fund for Empowerment. You're a board member. What do they do? What do they represent?
Yes, Fund for Empowerment is very dear to my heart. So they're located in the Phoenix area where I live. And so we advocate for the homeless community here in the Phoenix area. You know, we do some outreach, but we're more so on the regulation side. So we're constantly at City Hall speaking to City Council about, you know, the abuse of the homeless community by the police and by just other people in general. So we fight for the fight. We're a voice for those without a voice, right? For those that are kind of looked down on in society. We're there to support them, there to love them, there to, you know, help them and lift them up and get them back on their feet.
Okay, great. So we got to give you another something here.
Yeah, when people recognize
that, you know, you are in a position where you can give back to society, you can give back to people, you can make a positive impact and a positive change in people's life. It's very fulfilling and rewarding, and it helps you to really beef up your purpose in life. Justin, what are some of the challenges you think that are creating problems for people today in achieving their true potential and having that true sense of awareness, that true sense of consciousness as you look around, even coming out of the COVID-19 scenario? What do you see mainly as the thing that people are so fearful of? It's preventing them from realizing their true potential. And of course, the stuff that you do, man, can help a whole lot. But what are some of the challenges you see coming out of what is happening in the world today with people?
Well, the thing is, Andy, people have been programmed since they came into this world. Their first programmers are their parents, and then they grow, and then they start school. Then they're programmed by the public school education, and then they're programmed by the media, and programmed by all these other sources. And a lot of times with that programming, fear is projected upon them. So it's very common when I first, you know, talk to people about stepping into their purpose, one of the very first things I hear people say is, oh, I can't do that. They don't believe in themselves. Yeah, they don't believe that they have the power to manifest a positive, healthy life for themselves. And then they start saying, well, this happened to me and that happened to me. And what if this, and what if that? And I say, you know, forget about all that. Don't worry about all that. Just focus on your next step. Focus on the next step. I will help you to learn how to do that. I will help you to learn how to control your fears. I will help you to learn how to vibrate higher. And I will help you to heal. So it's building that trust, right? It's building that trust. And then once I'm able to bridge that trust and build that trust with people, that's where you start to see people becoming more open, and people then take the first step into that healing and stepping into their purpose for what they are here to do. And everyone has a purpose. Every single
that's
person
right.
has a purpose.
That's right. You know? I believe that firmly. Yeah. So is there another follow-up, another book, a sequel in the future coming up for you, Justin?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm in the process right now of writing a book called The Hidden Gateway of Knowledge, and it's an edited book. And I have several authors from all around the world contributing a chapter, just providing information of like ancient knowledge and meditation techniques. It's a very, very interesting book. And that will be published the end of next month, end of February. Now, part two to In the Eye of the Father. That part two will be out. I don't know when. It probably it's probably going to be a few years, but I definitely have will have a part two to my memoir.
Okay, great. Wonderful. So, Justin, tell us, is there a mentor in your life that's someone who has that still, stable voice that you can have a conversation with? Sometimes you need someone you just need to speak with. You want to make some decisions. You have some tough choices ahead of you. You know, we all experience those from time to time. And there's this one person or two persons in our life that has that still voice, and they kind of guide us through in helping to make that decisions. Is there that kind of person in your life?
Absolutely. You know it is, Andy. Absolutely. A very, very good friend of mine. He's actually like a brother to me. In fact, I'll just call him my brother. This is a guy that I've known for probably about 21, 22 years now.
And, okay.
This guy is world class, and he's been there for me, man. And he is that still voice. He is that person I can bounce ideas and feelings off of to really help me and guide me and give me direction. And it's such a blessing. Like I said, we've known each other for over 20 years, and it was a period of time there for a minute where we didn't talk. But as the old saying goes, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And he reappeared in my life at the perfect time. He really did. I call him the guru. The guy is amazing. And so he definitely is that person. And then I have to also give credit to my beautiful wife as well. She is definitely without doubt my rock. We've been married now for 16, it would be 16 years this year.
And wow.
And she's this amazing woman who I can rely on and depend on and to support me unconditionally and to love me unconditionally. So my support system is very, very solid. I'm very, very blessed. I have much gratitude in my heart for those two people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for sharing, Justin. That sounds really fascinating, really interesting and wonderful. Congratulations. 16 years. A lot of folks don't make even 1 year, 6 months sometimes, and it's a divorce court. No, I'm telling you, the numbers are crazy out here.
They are.
But know what? We got to steer the course. So are there any youths in your area or in any of the non-governmental organizations that you're currently mentoring? You know, people that young people that look up to you, that love your story, it resonates with them. And they look at you as someone who can give them guidance and real life experience that could help them in their challenges.
Well, yes, I've had those for 25 years now, and that would be my three children.
Okay.
those are the ones.
Amazing. I love it. I love it. I love it. Wow. Amazing.
Now, outside of that, outside of them, I should say, at this time, no. But I actually did have a conversation with a gentleman not too long ago who is a supervisor in leadership at a facility where there are many youth, and we will our goal is to have me come in to that facility at some point this year and talk to the youth, tell them my story and speak life into them. It's probably going to be underprivileged youth, and that's right. That is my goal, Andy, to start working with the youth more. Because they need guidance, they need love, they need someone to look up to, someone to tell them you're doing a great job, something to tell them to keep going, someone to tell them no matter what challenges you face in life, you can make it through, and this is how you do it.
Yeah, great, wonderful. What are some of the life lessons that you have learned that have absolutely made a big difference in the way you think now, because you've been through some different paradigm shifts in your mindset? But if you had to nail down anything specific, particularly what you would share with those young people and stuff, and maybe mentoring your kids, what are some of those life lessons in particular that you would say that you have learned that has made the biggest difference in your life?
I would first tell them that your reality starts in your mind. Everything starts with what you feel and what you think in your mind. You can change your reality with your thoughts. I wake up every day, and I've taught my children to do this as well. And the first thing we say when we wake up is, this is going to be the best day of my life. We start our day with a positive affirmation. Now, is every day the best day of our lives? No, it's not. But setting the bar first thing in the day, that's going to come back to you as you go through those challenges each day.
Yes.
So staying in a positive mindset, right? That is one of the most important things that I learned, because we all have all types of thoughts entering our mind all the time throughout the day. And a lot of those times, those thoughts are not positive. A lot of those times, they are negative. And for some people, they're more negative than positive. But you have to speak. And that's the biggest thing. People have to understand that there is a power within them that can conquer any and all. And that's the power of the Father. It's a divine power.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
and then totally.
When you talk about making changes in your life and manifesting what you want in your life and who you want to be in your life, it starts with your mindset. And I've talked to a lot of very successful people that have reached the pinnacle in their field or their mm-hmm. industries, and they all say the same mm-hmm. thing. It's all yeah. about the mindset. Even when things don't go your way, even when you have those challenging times, you don't give in to those things. You don't give in to those fears. You don't give up, and you keep going and you keep going, and you do these other, you can do some other things as well. And then, you know, it will really work in your favor.
Yeah, wonderful. I can say an amen to that, Justin. You preached. You preach, bro. You preach. So what an amazing time we have had, man. We are coming to the end of the show, but I want you to put up the book again that you just showed us there, Eye of the Father, A Memoir of Faith and Redemption, and tell folks how they can get the book, how they can get in contact with you, your social hashtags, your website and stuff, so that they can make contact with you and continue to hear your fantastic story. Tune into your podcast, The Hidden Gateway, and just make that positive connection. Just tell them.
Absolutely. So the book can be purchased on Amazon. That's the best place to buy it. Is Amazon.com. For my podcast, it can be found on all the major podcast streaming websites, Google, Apple, Spotify, you name it. It can be found there.
Yeah,
on my
yeah.
website as well, thehiddengateway.com. My tangelic.life.org is my website yeah. for Tangelic. That website okay. is currently under construction. It should be back up in a couple weeks. Okay.
Okay.
My email address, if people want to connect, is support mm-hmm. at thehiddengateway.com. And then okay, I'm also great. On Instagram, Hidden Gateway, hidden_gateway on Instagram. I have the Tangelic. You can just Google Tangelic on Instagram, Facebook, all the social media outlets. And you can Google my name as well, and all my information will pop up there.
Yeah, wonderful. Thanks for sharing, Justin. So, folks, you have had it. You heard the information, the content, all the stuff that you need to get inspired and to become better in your daily life, personal growth, development with Justin Williams. Make sure and go out and buy the book. Make sure and listen to his podcast. Tune into what he's saying, what he's doing. It's amazing stuff. It can make a difference in your life. So we thank him so much for being here. And I want to invite folks to register freely for an upcoming webinar we're going to have beginning on Monday, the 6th of March, 2023. It's entitled The Power to Overcome. You can see the information on the screen and the link to register. It's free of charge. We're going to deal with the issues of withdrawal, anxiety, and burnout. We know a lot of folks being affected negatively by that, but we're going to deal with that because we have been through those things on a personal level, and we know how to overcome, folks. We know how to build or rebuild self-confidence. We know how to build the opportunity that exists in us to get to that place of true consciousness and belief in yourself that you can overcome, because you have the power that was built in within you the day you were born. You can be the star of your own life. But we have given up so many of the good things for so many of the facades that exist out there. And unfortunately, we have lost our way. So tune in to my programs. More update is going to come on my website, www.andyspersonaldevelopment.com. The Power to Overcome, beginning on the 6th of March, 2023. It's a Monday at 10 a.m. AST time. It's 11 a.m. EST time. We're looking out to seeing you and to giving you the opportunity to live with health, happiness, and prosperity. Okay, enough of me. Back to Justin. Any closing words that you would have to say to people, that one thing that you'd love to leave with them? Let's just say you have the megaphone and all 8 billion on earth is listening to you. What would you say?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I would definitely encourage everyone to lead with love. And the way to lead with love, or the best way, where the best place to start to lead with love is with self. So learn to love yourself, learn to trust yourself, realize who you are and the power that you possess within, and be guided by the Spirit, and watch your life take a pivot for the better.
Wonderful. That was truly amazing. So thank you so much, Justin, for being this wonderful guest on our show. We again thank you for the raw passion and the desire to just be truthful and honest and upfront with people. That's an amazing attribute that you have, brother. Keep it up. We hope that you would continue to have much success going forward with your book, A Memoir of Faith and Redemption. We're talking about Eye of the Father. People go out and buy the book, get in contact with Justin, spend time on his podcast. He's got some amazing stuff that would make a difference in your life in a positive way. I guarantee it. So until next time, this is Andy of Andy's Personal Development live in the breakout room with Justin Williams saying, keep the faith, people. Remember, your story matters and it's your reality. So be proud of it. Namaste. Godspeed. Shalom. Bye for now.